So they read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. That's the eighth verse of the eighth chapter of the book of Nehemiah. This is the time of the Feast of Tabernacles. In the history of Scripture, for almost 1,000 years, the word, the vehicle with which the word was communicated, was done in Hebrew. We're at a time when the Jews have returned from captivity in Babylon, and their language was no longer Hebrew, but Aramaic. And as described in this wonderful eighth chapter of Nehemiah, he had friends gathered around them that they might translate into the now language of the people, that they might understand. The foundation of the Reformation is the translating of the scriptures into a language of the people that they might understand. There is a sense through out the scriptures that understanding and the Holy Spirit are one and the same. We're in this time of tabernacles. You know, it could be described it says in, let's read in the 16th and 17th verses of this Nehemiah 8. Well, let's go to this 15th verse. Let's go to the 14th verse. And they found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month, and that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth unto the mount, fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches and palm branches and branches of thick trees to make booths, as it is written. So the people went forth and brought and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the streets of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim, and all the congregation of them that were come again out of captivity made booths and sat under the booths. For since the days of Joshua, son of Nun, unto that day, had not the children of Israel done so. And there was very great gladness. What is this feast called the Feast of Tabernacles, or in the Hebrew, Sukkoth, which means booths, where the people went out and dwelt in temporary dwellings? They went out from their comfortable homes, their surroundings, and dwelt in temporary dwellings. It was that they might remember how the Lord had delivered them out of the bondage of Egypt, a type of sin, and led them 40 years in the wilderness, where it is said that not even their shoes would wear out. And the Lord provided daily manna from heaven. It was a time that God set apart where the people would remember that all that they had came from and present comes from God. And if we went into Numbers, we would read further instruction from God as to what the people were to do during this 8-day period. They were to offer sacrifices. These sacrifices intended to be a response from God's people to the Lord, recognizing, again, as I said, all that we have comes from God. And the people took upon themselves this obligation of sacrifice during this time, and they did it with joy because they came to understanding. This is a time, a set time of God, for those of you who, through the teacher that God has provided, to sacrificial giving. And only because you do understand that all that we have comes from God. And this giving is done with joy and as we have taught often at the God School, joy comes with understanding. It is a time where we can joyously, through giving, celebrate God, who through His Word has revealed Himself to us, I mentioned the Reformation. Through His Word, in being translated into language, and the last I heard, excuse me, the Word had been translated into over 700 languages that the people might hear in their own language and understand what God has done for us. In the 118th Psalm, the 15th verse says, "The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous." The righteous, as expressed on the stage of history, it is Jesus Christ. And through the Word of God, we understand the promise of God in this life of faith, that Christ has come and dwelt in this tabernacle. And as manifestation of that indwelling of Christ in this tabernacle, that nature of God is manifested through us. God was a giver. God gave His Son. Jesus Christ was a giver. He gave His life. That indwelling of God in us makes us givers. In response to the understanding that we have of what God has done, this Feast of Tabernacles is the one feast that shall be kept throughout the 1,000-year reign of Christ on this earth. because of understanding. And the opportunity that is afforded each one of us during this tabernacle season offer to God with understanding and joy. Sacrifice. Which is a burnt offering. That is exclusively to the use of God, which is a sweet fragrance and well-pleasing to God. That's the God School for today.